I have not returned with any miraculous solutions, but I am confident that each of these gentlemen has provided ideas and proposals which merit our President's most serious consideration. I am equally sure that the letters from President Kennedy that I delivered to each leader have pointed the way to the cooperation that is essential if we are to banish the totalitarian dictator menace. While I must point out that Asia still is a troubled continent, easily victimized by those who stand to profit from pitting Asian against Asian, I do believe that our visit increased stability in the area. I should like to share with you these other observations. Communism is not riding a tide of inevitable triumph in Asia. If the lands we visited, Asians have both the will to resist tyranny and the determination to make whatever sacrifices are called for. Two, mine was not a giveaway mission. In fact, the peoples of Asia did not ask for all that I was empowered to promise or to give. On the contrary, one country already has said, as a result of our mission, that it will provide more of its own resources to develop its capability of repulsing the communist threat. Three, I was disturbed that so many Asian leaders should express doubt as to the United States' intention. Some are afraid that the danger of atomic attack has produced a stalemate in which the system that is most unscrupulous or willing to stage the biggest bluff will triumph. I think that they know now that no amount of peril is going to cause the United States to shrink away as human liberty is stifled in Asia. The Asian leaders to whom I talked have been reassured that we in America shall honor America's commitments.